Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. When we look at events in our world, we sometimes ask, what if? For instance, historians have debated, what if the Archduke Ferdinand had not been assassinated in 1914? Would World War I have been averted? And if it had, what differences might that have made in our lives? On a less global scale, we often find ourselves asking what-if questions or making statements that begin, if only. Whenever we talk about the progress of life in our country or our community, we soon venture into such speculation. Of course, this form of reflection has a tremendous impact on our personal worlds as well. Did you ever do something quite ordinary? For instance, make some mildly extravagant purchase, and then afterwards look at your bank balance and question the wisdom of what you had just done. The problem is that in most instances, life does not offer us the option of turning back the clock. The question quickly moves from what if to what now? There is a sobering permanence about even rather incidental decisions. Recognizing this fact about life teaches us not to live so caught up in the moment that we fail to see the ongoing consequences of even our ordinary everyday decisions. The unfortunate thing is that when we apply the what-if test to other people's actions, we sometimes do so in a very judgmental and accusatory tone. As Christians, we declare ourselves to be a people who are indebted to God for grace and pardon. If we are serious about faith, we are also challenged to live our lives in a gracious and pardoning spirit. Whenever I find myself indulging in a what-if or if-only kind of exercise, I try to remember this and endeavor to make sure that my reactions will not lead me to be vindictive. Rather, I try to remember to turn to God with the prayer that I will be enabled to live life as it is, not as I might think that it should have been. The Christian faith teaches us about grace and challenges us to live lives that demonstrate grace in our responses to others as well. It is an ongoing challenge. Maybe you struggle with this too. Please join me each week for another segment of Like It Is.